Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
All right, we turn now to Baghdad. The American Embassy in Baghdad announced on Thursday that it has expanded by tenfold a program to help Iraqi employees of the U.S. government in Iraq to obtain visas and ultimately achieve citizenship in the United States. These Iraqis face deadly threats because of their work, and many of them have died in the course of doing that work. Joining us now is Alyssa Johansson Rubin, a New York Times correspondent in Baghdad. Alyssa, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
You know, it seems that this is really long overdue, and I think to some Americans it might seem shocking that such an arrangement in a dangerous conflict zone like this wouldn't come automatically with the promise of citizenship under most circumstances. Why the delay?
Well, it partly is a matter of just the sheer bureaucracy of the American immigration system and some of the new security requirements since 2001. The Department of Homeland Security requires that everyone goes through really extensive background checks. So there's great delays. But I think there also was a very serious lag in understanding the severity of the threat to employees of the American government, the American military, but also of any Americans here in Iraq, I mean, including the New York Times and other media organizations. It took a while for people to recognize what a problem it was. I think arguably some of us who lived out in the city of Baghdad understood that sooner. But after all, the embassy is in the green zone, and the military also, I think, just wasn't cognizant of it. To the military's credit, a lot of individual officers did understand it and worked very hard to get more liberal policies for their translators.
It sounds like you're saying that it got lost in the sort of mythological supposition that Americans would be welcomed with open arms as liberators, and that U.S. citizenship wouldn't necessarily be a preference of the workers. How many Iraqis does this affect in this policy changing? I believe starting today.
Right. Well, I think it actually already started at least a week or so ago, but it was officially announced. It's a little complicated, but it's 5,000 people a year who are current who have worked for the American embassy here in either in Baghdad or elsewhere in Iraq. They have other outposts or the American military or for USAID projects. But each of those 5,000 can bring a small number of relatives with them, spouses, children, for instance, and their more distant relatives, like their for instance, siblings or siblings' children, that sort of thing, might be able to come under a kind of accelerated program. So how many will ultimately, the knock-on effect could be considerable. So I think we don't know. It's a minimum of 5,000 a year, but
right.
I think that it's almost certainly going to be much closer to 2 to 3 times that number.
Well, certainly overdue in the heroic work that a lot of the Iraqis have been doing for U.S. troops and even for journalists there in Baghdad. Alyssa Johansson Rubin, thank you so much for joining us.
Sure, glad to do it.
Alyssa Rubin is New York Times correspondent in Baghdad. We should note, even though the program is a liberalization, it'll still be tight. The average Iraqi household is estimated to have about 6 people in it. That's according to the International Organization for Migration.